Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Mini Kiss, The Wrestling Bear, and Donnie Baker, all coming up right after this.
Come, fair lady, to mine bed we go. And verily sweet pleasures we shall know. Yet, where thy belly meets thy limb, I beseech thee, give a trim, for thy bush doth overflow.
Milady doth have a 70s muff. A 1470s muff.
Zounds, it is prickly as a Christmas wreath. Think it might hide some baby birds beneath. Pray, shave it off to make a coat. There are fur balls down mine throat, short and curlies twixt my teeth.
I sayeth not thy is her suit, but it looketh like thou hast buckwheat in a leg lock.
But soft, what hair through yonder girdle grows to be, or not to be put in cornrows. Oh, it is beastly and unruly, and it smelleth of patchouli, and that offends my nose.
I sayeth not thou art furry down there, but it doth resemble Fidel Castro eating a London broil.
Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la. Medieval bush.
Now some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's nothing. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hello.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey.
There's Jeff Oskey.
J-O, baby.
J-O. Jess Hooker joins us.
Hi.
Jess has the Frontier Little House on the Prairie dress on. Don't you think?
No. I call this my Elaine dress. This is Seinfeld Elaine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That works. Yeah.
Hi, Ace Crosby.
A-C-E.
A-C-E.
Yeah, but Ace is already a nickname.
J-O.
Well, he's J-O. That would be A-C.
Be careful. I'll blurt out the real one. Be careful. I'm Chick McGee, and here's...
So you want to be A-C?
Tom is now.
Yeah, because he's cold.
Ice cold. All right, okay,
well, we have a lot to get to here. You missed our mini kiss hunk.
I have a follow-up, and I don't know if this is true or not, but let's start. There is a Kiss tribute band called Mini Kiss, and right. They are made up of little people.
Men that are short of stature.
Right.
Little people.
No, not just short people. Little
right.
people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. And they set the record, the Guinness World Record, for the shortest
band
male at just over 4 feet.
Okay.
4.5 feet.
Okay.
Evidently, according to a guy named David, this email just in, one of the members, his name is Mike, in Mini Kiss, is the actor that was tossed in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh. Wow.
They had him come over to the office. This guy, it's all about the music.
Well, I mean, they admit they're entertainers. They don't
a gig
say
is a gig.
Boy, entertainers are a stretch.
I mean, I bet the gigs are few and far between.
Did you ever host a little person tossing?
No, I would not do that. I do not approve of that. But I mean, there are two sides to that. I mean, for you know, for the one guy's going to go, hey, you put on a helmet, you get a nice check. At the same time, I think it's
where else are you going to make that kind of money?
Yeah. I just think it's kind of soul killing, yeah. Awful. No,
I did not host a bear wrestling event, but I attended.
I was there.
Ace wrestled the bear. Ace wrestled the bear.
Yeah.
There you go. That's where he is on.
Is the bear wearing some kind of?
He had a muzzle on.
Did he had a muzzle?
Yeah. Sedated. Oh, pretty much.
No. Here's something.
I went in thinking I'm going to pick this thing up and slam it. No.
Was it the same size as you?
No, bigger.
Oh my gosh.
Was there an odor?
Just musty fur.
my understanding that in the wild,
yeah, bears. And I'm guessing that's not the first time you smelled musty fur. Yeah. Am I right on that?
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. That'd be a great name.
It was the
80s.
So. Yeah.
And there were protesters when I was there. Mm-hmm. You could barely get into the tavern, but that's where the liquor was. That's why I went. And go out and make it a good day with this thought in your fact in your head. If the bear's not wearing a muzzle, they've taken all his teeth out.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. That's awful.
It was awful.
It's a gummy bear.
That's pretty funny. Okay, come on.
I think we're done now.
Bravo.
That was Ace of Base.
Yeah!
No, number one. Yes.
Home run.
Is
it's my understanding that in the wild, bears really smell bad.
There's no showers in the
Probably.
Forest.
They're
bathing in the stream.
You think the wolves and the raccoons smell good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Comparatively? Okay.
And, of course, the fox has to smell the best.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well-groomed.
Fox on the run.
Right? Foxy?
I found this out the hard way. I was trapping raccoons.
Oh, this is just last week.
Well, they were eating all my chickens, so mm-hmm. I started trapping them, and I would drive them out and leave them in a used car lot. And I'm pretty sure they found their way back. But I put them in the trunk of my car, obviously in a cage.
Sure.
Not even thinking like, oh, they're going to release everything right. they have oh. into the trunk of my car. And so I'm pretty sure it still smells like raccoon.
Yikes. Mm.
Wow. Yeah. Raccoon scat?
More urine? Oh.
We've had that here. We know what that smells
even
like.
Even worse. Ugh. This always reminds me of the same story.
Yep.
Chicken, I thought it would be really funny.
Yes, we did.
There was an employee here who had a very, very large
donkey.
I believe it was called
the breed is a Mammoth Jack.
Mammoth
is
Jack. What they're called. This thing was huge.
Oh, it's on an album, right?
Yeah.
There's a picture.
There's a picture of me with a donkey.
And so
I'll put it up on my Instagram.
There's a
all about you.
There's a great. So Chick and I are parading this thing outside, and there's a really funny shot.
That's right.
You know, Bob with the microphone, and there's this huge donkey head looking in the window. But then we thought, let's bring it inside.
Right.
Not thinking.
This is the brilliance of Tom Griswold. Where would it be make the perfect picture opportunity?
In the general manager's office.
Right.
Yeah.
So
of course.
There's obviously a wheelchair ramp to get up here. So we were able to get the donkey. Again, this thing is the size of a horse. So we get it in the building. And the whole time I'm thinking, God, I just hope this thing doesn't poop.
He was reasonably tame and cooperative.
Yeah, very
cooperative.
It was
great.
And a beautiful animal. Anyway, so we get into the general manager's
office. Photogenic.
We take this very funny picture in the general manager's office,
yeah.
You know, with all of his crap on the wall.
Put the donkey behind the desk.
It was various awards, you know, sales god, you know. And then we take the thing outside, and the minute we get outside,
Never forget it.
Imagine turning on five hoses at the same time.
And there was something physical that went on with the donkey before he urinated.
It was unbelievable.
It came out of like, it was almost like a robotic, you could almost hear the as it came out and then started urinating. This thing was as big around as a dinner plate. Oh. It was amazing.
It was a large.
It was amazing.
The larger point here is the quantity of urine. I was thinking, it never dawned on me he might pee inside the building. It's not a dog.
If he would have done that in the general manager's office, it would have been 2 inches deep in there.
Oh, we would have had to.
It would have been everything.
New drywall, new carpeting, new desk.
A whole thing.
But it never occurred to me.
No.
But it was house trained.
Yeah, it must have been. been. Yeah.
I don't think that. I don't think she actually brought this into her house because this thing was huge.
I don't know if you remember her.
I don't think her house was that big.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Unfortunately, the phones are ringing. Did you have sound? Certainly. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
I'm good. You're talking about donkeys. I want to call in real quick about the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Well, I ain't going after last year's fiasco. I'm done. I got seats last year in the International Special Guest section.
Right.
Part of some State Department cooperative let's live off foreigners thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was seated behind what I can only describe as like four-fifths of the Chinese women's basketball team.
Oh, really?
I couldn't see nothing. My 80 cousin Lonnie got lucky. He was behind the Chinese gymnastics team captain. She's about the size of a chihuahua, so he can see horses real good.
Nice.
But the she-beast I was stuck behind was like the Andre the Giant of the Chinese hoopsters. Only huskier and had way more facial hair. And on top of that, she was sporting a hat the size of a Chinese spy balloon. I swear to God. So the reason I like the Derby is to put a little action down on the ponies or donkeys or whoever's running this year.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the paper and I wanted to call in my picks for the Derby this year.
Oh, great. Okay.
Well, with 20-1 odds, I got to go with confidence game. Because when it comes to winning the Derby or picking up chicks who are fire-ass hot, it's all about the confidence game. How else do you explain Pete Davidson? And this year, a lot of people are liking Forte at 3-1, but I ain't betting on no horse named after a Korean car, you know? Just ain't Christian. So that's why I was coming. I'm putting all my money on Tap It Twice. I'll say it like this. Last time I tapped it twice, Angel Skinner's had to leave on a gurney. Swear to God. Just like that donkey, I'm a giver to the liver.
Thanks.
Donnie brought up an interesting point, though. Why hasn't there been a Disney movie yet where a donkey runs in the Kentucky Derby?
There has to have been.
And, feel great. Good.
Are you sure there hasn't been one?
I don't know.
I feel like there is.
And he wins the... I mean, what was the one with Tobey Maguire?
About Secretary? The
little, no, it was...
what was that called?
Hot to Trot?
No. Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit.
Well, that's a serious movie.
I know. That's why I want to... Why hasn't Disney done this? They had Gus the donkey, the field goal kicking mule. That was a movie. If he can kick field goals, he can run in the
What's
derby.
It called?
If there wasn't a writer's strike, you could sit down and write this
there
right
you go.
Now.
Racing Stripes?
No, that's a zebra.
That's a zebra.
Yeah, we'll have to dig up the photographs.
Totally different.
We'll have to dig up the photographs of this donkey that we had in the building.
It'll be on my Instagram.
Huge, huge donkey. Now, speaking of great weather, am I correct in saying that they're expecting really good weather for the coronation as well as the Kentucky Derby?
I believe so, yes.
Well, we got an interesting connection with the coronation and dogs in the news.
Are we done with sports?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we played the outro and everything.
Okay. Experts in the UK are cautioning pet owners against bringing their dogs to coronation events. Dog behaviorist Caroline Spencer told the Mirror, quote, "I do not think dogs should be taken to the coronation unless they are service or assistance dogs. London will be extremely busy, and this can be stressful for dogs, particularly those prone to reactivity."
Now, does this include Camilla?
Oh, wow.
Man, oh, man.
You are
pounding away at it today.
I'm sorry. This royal family crap,
People could easily step on their paws by accident, not notice them. You might encounter other dogs in a confined space, which, of course, could start a dog fight. and more.
What about service animals? What about
they said that's yes. okay.
Yeah. Well, she said that in the story. Yeah. Yeah.
She starts talking, I stop listening.
I don't care. Okay.
What is going on?
Did you guys see the prank in the lawn at the coronation? Somewhere, wherever the coronation is happening, someone mowed a giant penis into the lawn.
What?
How did
what?
We miss that?
Well, that should
I
be a
haven't
story.
Seen that.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, they did.
It's now, Jeff, when you mow a penis into a lawn, do you use GPS or do you eyeball it?
I eyeball it. But I did learn this back when I landscaped. If you really hate somebody, you can just take like lawn killer, like yeah. on the spray, oh, yeah. and then just draw it in their front yard at night. And then 2 days later, they have a dead yard full of designs.
Well, yeah. I, this is from the New York Post.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Cocky pranksters moved a giant motor
cocky.
Penis
really says cocky.
Onto the famous grounds of the Royal Crescent in Bath, England, where the Bath was originally where a significant coronation party set to be thrown in just 2 days. Residents woke yesterday morning to morning wood, it says in the story. It's unclear if law enforcement is handling the case. Fancy homes that date to the 18th century from a crescent on the street known worldwide for having perfect lawns. Oh, here you go, Tom. By gosh, that is rudimentary at best, but there it is.
Yeah.
There that's primitive. Yeah, looks like an great. Early cave painting. Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. And Christy is going to be going to a, what's this party called tomorrow?
Pajamas and Pearls.
Pajamas and Pearls.
I have to be honest, I'm a little jealous. People sitting around talking about England and watching the coronation.
Oh, it's a wonderful time.
I'll be doing that with my dogs, but they won't.
And we have all English food. We have scones. We have tea. We have
mushy peas.
We'll have
sticky
quiche.
Toffee pudding.
Yes, it's great.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. And this starts at 5:20 in the morning Eastern
yeah.
time. Okay.
Well, you gotta.
Are you going to get up and watch this, Jack?
I'm up anyway on the weekend.
He'll watch
that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's crowned. Until I think like
yeah, he hasn't been
eight
crowning for about what 75 years.
Oh my God.
Last time he crowned.
You know, there had to be an issue with those ears, huh?
Yeah,
a lot of
screaming.
Okay, this is going to be a big push, Liz.
It's the future king, babe.
Ride it.
Let it
ride
rip.
It. Oh, he's ears caught. Hang on.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be not watching. Thanks. What else is happening in the news, Christy Lee?
Saturday's brutal. You'll be at soccer.
You're going to be a lacrosse game.
I got
Saturday's
a human pool.
Apparently, I've got now lacrosse, swimming, soccer.
How do you have a schedule? Is it in the house somewhere, like on a chalkboard?
And then you have date night, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I forget all these things. I never remember what's going where. Who?
Do you have a date night ever?
It depends on what's going on. I think maybe tomorrow.
Yeah? You got to use the sexy talk? You got to try it again?
That works every time.
You got to try the sexy talk.
Do you plan your dates in advance? You like get to
I don't
get
think
special?
I don't think Tom plans them.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
I bet I would.
What if you have in mind?
I talked to your significant other at that charity function we mm-hmm. did. And she was telling me when you were sick last week, I get up and I go downstairs and she's he goes, well, what the hell? Is he still here? she's walking around. And,
yeah. She said he never misses work.
So yeah. She said there was that she issue. Made you some bone broth.
It was delightful.
Oh, yeah. And fed it to you.
That's aww. Not true.
Well, you know, the trick to a good date is you ask her, you say, hey, what's your favorite place to go? And then when she says that, you're like, that's where we're going.
That's amazing.
And then that's how you know.
This is karma. This
that
fate.
That is good.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't ask her where she wants to go. You say, hey, what's your favorite place? And then when she says,
there you go, try that.
And then you go, oh, that's where we're going. And then you try to get reservations and you can't get it.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
first of all,
really quick,
first of all, we're going to have to get the plane to the Bahamas.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.